This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to New York.
Attention fans, this is the Devil's State of Mind podcast, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Neil Villapiano!
I'm back! What is going on, Devils fans? For the first time in a while, it is, of course, your boy, your best friend, your confidant, your number one source, Neil Villapiano, and welcome to a much anticipated episode of the Devil State of Mind podcast right here on the Hockey Podcast Network, as well as Sports Wire Radio, the best place to get everything you need to know about your Stadium Series victors, New Jersey Devils. As always, guys, I hope you are having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you're listening to this podcast episode. And thank you, as always, for taking time out of your day to check these episodes out. I always greatly, greatly appreciate it. And if you were at the Stadium Series this past weekend, just like myself, you still got to be absolutely buzzing from what was a phenomenal day overall and a phenomenal game by the New Jersey Devils. And that is really what we're going to talk about here today. We're going to go through everything that happened from start to finish. It's going to be an action-packed episode. We're also going to be looking ahead to next year, because starting next season, the Devils will be playing overseas to kick off the 2024-2025 season. So it's not just on a national stage that fans want to see the Devils. They now want to see us on an international stage. And so that is really exciting. I'm also going to show you a couple of pictures that I took from my perspective over at the NHL Stadium Series. And then we will look to the week ahead, because now we are kind of back to normal, back to playing inside as opposed to outside in what should be another very, very big week for the New Jersey Devils starting on Tuesday. So, as always, we have a bunch to get to here on the Devil State of Mind podcast. So let's not waste any more time and get rolling. And we'll drop the puck and we will quickly shout out our sponsors, which you can see here on YouTube. But for those who are listening on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, you already know to shout out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Hockey Podcast Network. And sports fans, with the NHL season and NBA seasons down to the wire here, the playoff push is upon us. We also have spring training for Major League Baseball underway. We are getting close to March Madness. And so with all that going on and more, DraftKings Sportsbook is your number one destination to get in on all the huge cash prizes. So make sure to use our promo code THPN when you sign up. Bet just $5 and you get $100 in free bets. So make sure you sign up with DraftKings Sportsbook again using promo code THPN. Shout out to SeatGeek. Make sure to use my code DEVILSTATEOFMIND to get $20 off your first purchase of any sporting event or concert event of your choosing. Again, by using promo code DEVILSTATEOFMIND. And last but certainly not least, make sure to use my promo code DEVILSTATE at Horns of Tail Napa Valley to get 10% off all delicious tasting wines with custom Devils logos on them in different pictures. It's absolutely phenomenal. Very, very awesome. So make sure you guys go check it out. It is the perfect gift for the Devils fan like yourself or the Devils fans in your life. So make sure, again, promo code DEVILSTATE to get 10% off your orders at Horns and Tails. So as always, a big shout out and thank you to all of our sponsors here with the Devil State of Mind podcast and the Hockey Podcast Network. So now let's shift in to recapping what was a tremendous, tremendous weekend, Saturday night, well, Saturday day overall at the NHL Stadium Series. Yes, of course, if you follow us on social at Devil State of Mind on Instagram and Devil State on Twitter, you know that I was there. I got there as soon as the gates opened. I went to so many different tailgates. I hung out with so many awesome people that I've met through social media. You already know who you are when I mention it. And I got to spend it with all the people that I truly love and appreciate so much. And I thank everybody for making, you know, that day a special day for me and for many other people as well. It was truly an awesome first couple of hours before we got into the stadium. The first big thing that everybody was curious about is what were the Flyers and Devils going to be wearing heading into MetLife Stadium? You knew with this being a special event that they were going to bring out something, wear some special outfits. And here is what both teams went with. Philadelphia Flyers went with the Rocky theme, which I thought was pretty cool. But of course, because we're in New Jersey and because you know it is a heavily Italian state and you know that Sopranos is one of the most watched shows out there, that the Devils would decide to go with the Sopranos look, the runner's jacket. Some of them got the gold chains. John Marino, and I forgot who else, went with just the white shirt. And apparently that's how John Marino got sick and didn't practice today. But nonetheless, we keep going. But as you can see here on the right side of your screen, Nico Hischier, Eric Halla, Brendan Smith, looking very Italian in this one. Nico Hischier later said that it was his idea to do the Sopranos look, and everybody walked into the locker room and saw the outfits back at the Rock, and you knew that that's what they were going to go with. So that is an awesome, awesome jersey thing to do by Nico Hischier, who's now one of the longest tenured players here in New Jersey for the Devils as of now. So that is really, really awesome. So both teams, I think, kind of nailed it out of the park with their own kind of shout out to where they're from. So a great kind of first start to the whole event for sure. And I mean, it's not a surprise that the Devils went down the road of the Sopranos. I was kind of wondering where they were going to go, but I had a pretty good feeling that it was going to end up being a Sopranos look. And also Jesper Bratt and Timo Meier drinking out of espresso cups going in. So that was a nice little thing that both of them did. I'm surprised not everybody on the team did that. But nonetheless, a great start to this whole Stadium Series spectacle. The other thing that should be mentioned was it was Lindy Ruff's birthday at the Stadium Series on Saturday. So happy belated birthday to head coach Lindy Ruff. So that just added on an extra layer of motivation for the boys to try to get a win for their head coach. And also for the Devils, as you know, we've talked about, this was an opportunity to cap off a really, really big week for this team. So, you know, you started off the week with back-to-back wins against Seattle and then Nashville. You finally were able to win both games of a back-to-back for the first time all year, which is just so, so much of a relief that they're able to do that. Lost a tough one against the Kings on Thursday, but a chance here to bounce back and end up getting three out of a possible four games of this week. And I said at the beginning of the week that it needed to be a big week for this team to get themselves back into a playoff position or pretty close to it, as the Devils are still a couple of points behind Detroit for that second wildcard spot and still a couple of points behind the Flyers for a top three spot in the Metropolitan Division. So you knew going into this game already, you know, playoff implications, a divisional battle. You got Lindy Ruff's birthday. You got the entire hockey world focused on New Jersey. And for the first time in 16 years, the Devils were playing a game at, you know, in the Meadowlands. That is absolutely awesome. There was so much going on. And obviously, again, Lindy Ruff's birthday was just one of the several things. So again, you know, a belated happy birthday to head coach Lindy Ruff. Now, right before the boys took the ice to get ready for this game, Lindy Ruff decided to bring in a very special guest to announce the starting lineup for this one. And I couldn't think of a better guy with the energy and enthusiasm and passion that this guy has, better than the Subinator. PK Subban just came running into the locker room. He immediately said, "How about those Devils?" He had a phrase for every guy that he announced. He started with Lindy Ruff. I think he said he's big, he's tough, he's Lindy Ruff. Then he went to, I think he went to Nico Hischier and said something like, "He's sturdy and he lives in Jersey City," or whatever. It was the funniest thing ever. And he called him Nico Hischauza, or whatever the heck he called him. You got to go watch the video to know what I'm talking about. Then he went to Brett. Andre Palat went to, I think it was Luke Hughes. And then he went to John Marino. And then, of course, he finished off with Nico Daz, high-fived him. The entire locker room was fired up, ready to go. And, you know, PK Subban say, "Hey, I love everybody here in this locker room. Have a great night. Let's go, Devils." I think that was a great starting point right before the game started to get the boys fired up and ready to go to play this game. And I thought that was absolutely awesome. Both teams got introduced. And before, actually, those teams got introduced, you knew we had to talk about this, as it was announced many months ago. We knew about it from the start. And of course, you had the Jonas Brothers performing a 30-minute pregame concert. They also did perform for about 10 to 12 minutes during the second intermission. And even though from where I was sitting in the 300s on the audio not being great, I still was able to hear a pretty decent amount of the concert. I thought they did a phenomenal job. This was the first time for me that I ever got to see the Jonas Brothers play live, you know, New Jersey based. And I thought they did well. They put out all of the bangers. They certainly put out all of the bangers in this one. Also, Gaslight Anthem was there as well, as it was announced later on closer to the stadium series. Not only did they perform during the first period intermission, but they performed their song Howl, which we all know is the Devils' goal song at the Rock. They performed it every time the Devils scored. And so the hope was for us that they would have to play it a bunch of times so that we could hear it live, which I thought was a really, really cool thing that the NHL did. But overall, I think the musical performances were great. I thought they were really great, and that they were New Jersey based. They, you know, the NHL did a phenomenal job of promoting this as, this game is in New Jersey. This is all about Jersey. And I thought that I don't think it could have gone any better. Maybe if you had, you know, John Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen performing as well, he probably couldn't afford it, knowing the NHL and they don't like money. But nonetheless, you know, I think it was a great, great job. You also had the saxophonist from the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band, perform the national anthem with his saxophone. It was probably one of the best national anthems I've ever heard, because I'm kind of more of a fan of when they use instruments as opposed to someone singing and you just let the crowd sing it. Which I thought, you know, gave me, you know, goosebumps. It wasn't just the cold that was giving me goosebumps. It was also the national anthem. It was really cool. We were told there was supposed to be a flyover. That didn't happen. The Rangers and Islanders the following day got the nice little flyover, which I thought was a load of garbage, but whatever. Still a really, really exciting way to get them to get everybody fired up, you know, to start this game. And then right before puck drop, you knew that there was going to have to be a ceremonial puck drop. And what better guy to, you know, represent not only the Devils, but the state of hockey in New Jersey, and that is the GOAT, and that is Martin Brodeur dropping the ceremonial puck drop with Nico Hischier, and just recently named captain of the Philadelphia Flyers, Sean Couturier, at center ice. And so there was so much spectacle, so much excitement around it, and then finally, it was time to drop the puck and get this stadium series underway. And the Devils, and more particularly Nico Hischier, wasted little time as 32 seconds in, the captain scored on a breakaway going through the legs of Sam Erickson into the back of the net, and the Devils grabbed the 1-0 lead. It was the second fastest goal to open up an outdoor game in NHL history, and the captain got the team going, leading by example, and that place was rocking right from the start, rocking, and the Devils really never looked back from that, honestly, because if you look at how the game ended up going, they never really got the fly, never really put the Flyers in a position where they thought, well, maybe we could come back. They constantly frustrated the Flyers, even when the Flyers gave the Devils their best shot. But Nico Hischier getting the boys rolling right away. And then later on in that first period, Tyler Toffoli with an open net was able to knock the puck into the net and give the Devils a 2-0 lead. Tyler Toffoli, his fourth goal of his career outdoors. He now ties David Pastrnak for the most goals scored in outdoor NHL history. So that is a really, really awesome feat. He had a couple of other good opportunities to grab the overall all-time lead. But nonetheless, an awesome goal there. Got the Devils up two, and that's where things were at the end of the first period. So, you know, through 20 minutes, from a Devils perspective, you got to be pumped up. Devils came out firing, looking like that they were just going to absolutely run away with this game. And it didn't feel like that in the second period as the Flyers came out and really, really dominated, honestly. They played a really, really good second period. Owen Tippett finally got the Flyers on the board. He would end up getting another goal later on in this period, but it was 2-1. You know, the Flyers just kept coming and coming, and you felt like at some point that the Flyers were going to tie the game. Not on Brendan Smith's watch, as Brendan Smith on a backhand on a rebound crashing the net was able to beat Sam Erickson to give the Devils back the two-goal lead. I don't think I flipped out in person for a goal any bigger than I did when Brendan Smith, of all people, scored. And I even said at one of the tailgates, I said, I have a funny suspicion that Brendan Smith is going to have a big game tonight. And sure enough, number two certainly did that as he got a big goal. That made it 3-1, but the Devils were not done. As just seconds later, Nate Bastian, of all people, sniping one top shelf over the glove side of Erickson to give the Devils a 4-0 lead. And as you see here on the screen, pulling out the Tommy DeVito, quarterback of the New York Giants, celebration again, about as Jersey as one could do it. Absolutely, chef's kiss. Love it. Love it. And it was a nasty goal. And if you go back to Curtis Lazar being mic'd up, he was laughing his ass off hysterically. Couldn't be any happier for one of his closest friends on the team. And that gave the Devils a 4-1 lead. And as I mentioned before, Owen Tippett would get another goal. That made it 4-2. And that's where things stood at the end of two periods of play. So after 40 minutes, the Devils had scored two goals in both the first and second periods. And despite being heavily outplayed in that second period, the Devils were still up two going into the final frame. And so I was going into this third period just hoping that the Devils would not allow the Flyers to get back in this one and that they would secure the victory. And, you know, it was a little back and forth to kind of start this third period, and things continued to get chippy. really physical. Several fights. Brandon Smith got into a fight. At one point, Colin Miller's helmet was just thrown by Darnell Hathaway halfway across the ice. Travis Konecny just slashed Brandon Smith well after the whistle. He certainly didn't forget when Smith did that to him earlier this year when the Devils and Flyers were in Philadelphia. This was bad blood. This was both teams hating one another. This was truly the battle of the New Jersey Turnpike for sure. And then in the third period, it was the captain once again off a beautiful feed from Jesper Bratt as Nico Hischier sniped one past Erickson for his second goal of the night, his third point of the night as he had gotten an assist earlier, and that made it 5-2 New Jersey, as that was a big-time goal to get the Devils back up by three fairly early into the third period. Nico Hischier continuing to have a phenomenal game in his first ever outdoor game. The Sealer would end up getting a goal for the Flyers. That made it 5-3. And really, we got late, about three minutes to go in the game, and you felt pretty secure. The only question was, was Nico Hischier going to be able to get the hat trick? And he had an open net, took a shot, but it ended up hitting the post. And he did not get another opportunity. And then Nate Bastian was able to get a breakaway to put the puck into the back of the net to make it 6-3, getting his second goal of the game. And the Devils were able to secure a well-deserved 6-3 win in the 2024 NHL Stadium Series with this one, 6-3 over the Flyers. It was phenomenal. It just ended what was a truly unforgettable day. I've said it multiple times over the last couple of days. Moments that will last a lifetime. It felt so emotional for me and so many people. It was the culmination of so many things. And I want to shout out Brendan Smith in particular, because other than getting a Gordie Howe hat trick, he had a goal and an assist and a fight in this game. He probably had one of the best quotes of the night in saying, I don't think it's been said enough how great our fans are. They are really the seventh, guy on the team. They really come out and support us day in and day out through all the ups and downs. And this was truly for them. And so I want to thank Brendan Smith for that compliment. Because remember, this is only the second year for Brendan Smith, but it's certainly been one hell of an up and down experience for him many a times. And we all have our different opinions on Brendan Smith, whether you like him, you don't like him, it doesn't matter. He was able to produce as well as several other guys in this stadium series. And of course, Nico Hischier had the comment of the century right after the game, being interviewed by Emily Kaplan. The interview was broadcasted throughout the arena, so you could hear it over the loudspeakers. And of course, Nico Hischier with probably the defining quote that really just kind of brought everything together. And he said straight up, it was fucking amazing. And it certainly was fucking amazing. No doubt about it. This was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. The boys were buzzing. It was a well-deserved win. Give credit where credit is due to Nico Daws, stopping 45 of 48 shots he faced to set the new record for most saves in an outdoor game in NHL history. He also became just the third rookie goalie, to win an outdoor game. It was great. There was so many different things that you looked at and said, this was phenomenal. This was phenomenal. It was just an overall great day. And I can't express that enough, just how much I loved every single second of it. And it's up there as top three, maybe even top two biggest memories that I have as a Devils fan and as a hockey fan. It was absolutely phenomenal. And now at the time of this recording, this stadium series game is the second most attended stadium series game in NHL history. And the sixth highest attended outdoor game in NHL history. So Jersey came out strong and showed up for this game. And I want to give credit to everybody that went to that game. All Devils fans out there, you already know who I'm talking about from left and right. You guys came out in waves and showed your support. This was truly for all of us. We all deserve this big time. And most importantly, a huge, probably the two biggest points of the season for the Devils, as it keeps gets them just a bit closer in the Metropolitan Division standings, and it keeps them fairly on pace to get back into a wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. And so hopefully this type of win can propel this team moving forward throughout the rest of this regular season, and hopefully beyond into the playoffs. And we'll see what happens if and when we get to that point. And lastly here, before I wrap up this portion of the episode, I really just again want to give a personal thank you to every single person I got a chance to meet, talk with, hang out, spend time, interact with, whether on social and certainly in person throughout the day on Saturday. I cannot thank you guys enough for all the support you give me, all the support you give to just everybody that I work with. This meant the world to me. It meant the world. I'm actually getting a bit emotional. It meant the world to me how much people care, how much people care about the Devil State of Mind podcast, how much people care about someone like me who's just simply trying to live out a dream. And I can't thank you enough. And you know who you are. We'll be here all day if I go through the list of everybody that I interacted with and saw and spent time with. It. You all made it even better than I could have imagined. I knew it was going to be a special day. I didn't know it was going to be as special as it ended up being. It was a phenomenal day from start to finish. And I just want to say thank you to everybody. And I appreciate all the support. I appreciate the patience. It's been a while since I've done a podcast episode. Things have been really, really hectic around my, you know where I'm at. But I really appreciate everybody's support no matter what. It truly means the world to me. And you guys are the reason that I keep doing this. And days like Saturday night is what keeps me going. And I'm looking forward to doing more amazing events like that down the road. And it was truly phenomenal. And I just want to show you guys a couple of pictures that I have. So this is basically where the Brat Pack tailgate was in L5 in the parking lot. It was great. It was one of the many tailgates that I went to. I went to the Let's Go Devils podcast one. I went to a couple of friends. I do want to specifically shout out the Empire Supporters Club, who are a supporter section for the New York Red Bulls of Major League Soccer. I'm friends with a lot of the guys that are there. My best friend Steve is part of that. Matt Sia, who's one of the head honchos of it, just put on a great tailgate. We had a lot of fun. Jack, Nat, all these guys, you guys are great. And yeah, I was so happy I got to check it out. Shout out to, shout out to Devils Fanatics and Devils.Report, aka the Hellraisers, for putting on a great tailgate that I had a chance to go check out as well. It was great. It was honestly a really, really great, great time. And I'm so happy that I got to go to all these different tailgates and see everything like that. This is actually where I was sitting in section 322. So I was on the side where the devil shot twice. And you could see that it was a little bit hard with the glare from the lights onto the ice. The audio from up there wasn't great, but overall, I still loved my time there. You know, regardless, it was an absolutely phenomenal night. Let's see here. This is where the Stadium Series pregame festival was. A bunch of us together as a group went in and checked it all out. It was actually pretty cool. It was actually, you know, and I just the lines were long, but I heard the food was good. The activities seemed to be a lot of fun. It was absolutely great that that they put that on. I thought the NHL did a really, really good job overall of doing this. And I'm really glad that I got to be a part of it. But lastly here, the fun didn't end. The following day, on Sunday, I had a chance to go to Calandra's Bakery, a great, great bakery up in Caldwell, New Jersey. It's more up north for all of you northerners. It's not terribly far away from the Rock. I think it's like 20 minutes, maybe less, from the Prudential Center. And the reason I was there is because it was a night out with Nico as a bunch of us got to go and spend a couple of hours having some great food and getting a chance to do some trivia and, of course, get some autographs and pictures with the captain, Nico Hischier, less than 24 hours after an absolutely phenomenal performance by him. And as you can see right here, your boy, of course, got the pleasure of meeting Nico Hischier, getting a picture with him. It was absolutely tremendous to meet him. Super nice guy, great personality. I showed him Backhanded Devil's picture that or edit that he made where it says, you know, this is fucking awesome. And Nico Hischier said to me that he's never going to live that down. It's going to follow him for the rest of his career. But yeah, it was really great to meet him. It's the second time I ever met him. And he did actually sign my Nico Hischier black jersey, as you can see on the bottom right there. He got this, he signed it for me, which was really, really nice. And so I want to thank Nico Hischier. I want to thank Emily LaBeouf of Sports Minded, the Sports Minded Memorabilia. I want to thank Calandra's Bakery for putting on a great event just less than 24 hours after that stadium series, at the same series performance. And again, yeah, it was just, I was still buzzing from last night, from the night before, and this just capped it off. It capped off a great, great weekend for myself and for many New Jersey Devils fans. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm still over the moon about it all. And again, let me know what you guys think of, or what were your overall thoughts of the entire experience? If you were there, let me know your experience in the comment section and everything in between. Would absolutely love to interact with you guys here on YouTube as well as everywhere on social media. And last but certainly not least, we did get some news not too long ago, as according to Dave Pagnotta of the Fourth Period, the Buffalo Sabres will visit Munich for an exhibition play and then take on the New Jersey Devils in Prague, Czechia for two games to kick off the 2024-25 season. So for the second time ever, the Devils will be traveling across the Atlantic, heading into Europe to play in the Global Series. The last time they did that was a handful of years ago when they played in Switzerland, and then they played a couple of games to start the year in Sweden as well. So it's a really, really exciting time to be a New Jersey Devils fan, and the fun of being in these big events is just going to continue going into next season. But overall, this was a absolutely 1,000% phenomenal weekend for the New Jersey Devils, for the entire fan base. A massive 2 points in an amazing spectacle, and hopefully the Devils will get a chance to do something like this again in the very near future. And so now going into this upcoming week, you got the Washington Capitals in DC on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, a massive showdown at the Rock against the New York Rangers, another big divisional battle here. And then on the weekend, it is another back-to-back, two matinees on Saturday and Sunday, both at home. On Saturday, they take on the Montreal Canadiens. And then at 1 o'clock or 12, I think it's 1 or 12, the Devils are at home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. I believe it is 1 o'clock. One of my producers who's watching me confirmed that it is 1 o'clock for this one. So nonetheless, it is. So I'm going to be at both with a couple of people. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I hope to see a lot of you guys at The Rock as always. And I am going to be live with Jimmy Finizzi of the Blue Seats podcast, which covers New York Rangers here on THPN, for a live watch along of the Devils-Rangers game on Thursday. Kyle Manifold will also be with us. Make sure you guys go over to THPN's YouTube channel and get and hit that notification bell. Unsubscribe if you haven't already, so you get notified when we go live on Thursday at 7 o'clock for Devils-Rangers. It's going to be a lot of fun. But thank you guys so much for checking out this edition of the Devil State of Mind podcast. Thank you, as always, for all the support and everything that you guys do. It absolutely means the world to me, and I thank you all. As always, make sure to follow us here on all of our social media platforms and continue to interact with me. I love every single one of you guys. So thank you all very much, and we will see you in the next episode. Everyone, continue to be the awesome people that you are, And as I always say at the end of every episode, let's go Devils, baby.